You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In 1996, Hillary Clinton wrote a book entitled, It Takes a Village. And in that book, she stated that it actually takes a village to raise a child. And we're going to ask today, we're going to ask that question. Actually, we're not really going to talk about that question yet today, but we are going to start asking the question. We're going to start a series where we will ask the question, does it really take a village to raise a child? And what we'll focus on today is how do we determine truth? You may recall, and we just recently actually went over the resurrection story, the story of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he shed his blood on the cross. He was raised from the dead. And we just went over that when we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And really, we do this, we celebrate his resurrection every single Sunday. But part of that story, part of that account of Jesus dying on the cross, his trial, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, is we find in John chapter 8, John chapter 18, verses 37 through 38. Pilate therefore said to him, saying to Jesus, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You rightly say that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Then Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" So Pilate asked, "What is truth?" And of course, Pilate is really doing this because Pilate didn't really believe in Jesus, or he wasn't sure whether he should believe in Jesus or not. He wasn't sure whether Jesus really was a king, whether he was who he said he was. He didn't know whether he should follow Jesus or not. So he asked, "What is truth?" And although that question that Pilate asked showed doubt, that Pilate was actually doubting that Jesus was God, that he was the king of the Jews, that he was not only the king of the Jews, but also came to serve and to be a king, to rule over us, to rule over the nations even. But that question is something that each of us should ask when we hear something. What is truth? And is this truth? Because let me tell you, there are a lot of people saying a lot of things today that aren't true. And when we look at what is being said, it's difficult sometimes to know what is true. And when we look at various events, you know, some people will say, well, this happened. Another person might say another thing happened. It's difficult to know. And sometimes there are people out there that are saying things because they want to purposely deceive others. And so they're saying things that aren't true because they want to deceive someone. There are other people who truly believe that something that is not true is true. They truly believe that it's true, even though it's not true, and they will actually proclaim that. There are people that want to divide us, that want to divide our country, that want to divide Christians against non-Christians, Republicans against Democrats, conservatives against liberals. They want to divide, and so they will actually present one set of facts to one group of people and another set of facts, or another proposed set of facts to another group of people and try to get them to fight with each other. There are people that purposely suppress the truth and purposely hide the truth. And it is important for us to know what is true. And there are some things that we really, probably this side of eternity, there are some things, unless people actually come forth and speak the truth and we can actually see credible evidence, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that he is the Son of God, that God has raised him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Answer your computer questions. Of course, in the shop, we have technicians that are standing by ready to resolve computer problems as well. And, you know, this is what we do here at a Faster PC, and we can actually go anywhere. We can be on the air from really just about anywhere. We've done it from baseball fields. We've done it from all kinds of places. Sometimes, you know, the internet gets a little bit spotty, but I think we're going to be pretty good here. I did test it ahead of time, and we are streaming, getting the live stream ready, over at facebook.com. So you'll be able to watch our Facebook stream. We are streaming a Faster PC Radio
right now you can actually get your computer questions answered. And that's what we're here for. And, you know, we want to get your computer questions answered. We want you to be able to resolve your computer problems, help you resolve your computer problems. This is what we're all about here. And, you know, sometimes you might even be able to resolve your computer problems without even needing a faster PC. And, you know, that's without needing to bring your computer into us. That's pretty awesome. So we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. We're ready to resolve computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And we're working on getting WCNO. I'm not sure that we see them in the Zoom feed yet. But, hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. Ready to resolve. I guess they are there. I see three participants. So they are there. And ready, you know, we're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. And, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, you know, we want to talk about your questions. We're here to answer your questions, here to resolve your problems. And, you know, so this is what we're here for. So you can actually, any problem that you have, any computer problem that you have, we can actually help you resolve those issues. So we can, Karen from WCNO just sent a really funny gift via text to me. But anyway, hey, we're here. We're ready to answer computer questions. Your question can be on anything today. It doesn't have to be on what we're talking about. It could be on any subject. And you know, as long as it's computers, I mean, we are capable, you know, we know some other things, but you know, we're sticking to computers today. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or type your question into the comment section of the live Facebook video. Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit today is licensing of software and also, you know, certain software requires activation. Certain software requires some software will allow you to install it on more than one computer. And particularly, we want to talk a little bit about Intuit and TurboTax and also Quicken. These are software programs that you know, they're kind of getting a little bit where they're acting or asking for a little bit more than what they're saying that they will that you get when you sign up with them. And this is something that's a little bit troubling. You would expect when you buy software and it says a certain thing that you're going to get that. Well, recently, TurboTax, one of the things that they have, their TurboTax software actually says that it has five activations. So you actually can purchase the software and activate it on five different computers. So in other words, you can use it if you have a child that files taxes, they could use yours. If you have a parent that files taxes, they could use yours. If you have a friend that files taxes, they could use yours. In fact, you could even go in with a few different people and you could actually, purchase the software and split up the price of it, and because it has five activations. Well, we actually do that, and one of our employees, one of our technicians, Robert, actually, you know, he'll buy it 1 year, I'll buy it another year, you know, he'll use it, his mom will use it, I'll use it, my daughter will use it, and, you know, we'll make the best of that, you know, those five activations. Well, we ran into a situation this year where, you know, Robert takes his, installs it on his computer and activates. Two days later, it asks him to activate again. Well, that's now two activations on the same computer. And you know, maybe a week later, it asked him to activate again. That's now three activations on the same computer. His mom opened up TurboTax. It activated. Well, that's a fourth activation on now two computers, four activations on two computers. A few days later, her TurboTax asked her to activate again. That's now five activations on two computers. It's supposed to be five activations on one computer, and it should actually continue to be activated. Once you activate software, it should be activated, and you should be able to use it on five computers. He actually had to spend 2.5 hours on tech support with Intuit's TurboTax, and they did give him another license. And lo and behold, his mom's computer, she went to file her taxes, and it asked her to activate again. He had to use this new license. So we now have, and I've actually activated that on my computer. So we now have on three computers, we have actually seven different activations that have been required on three different computers. So you know, sometimes some of the companies are not really dealing quite as fairly as what they are advertising. It's one thing, you know, they could actually, they create the software. They have the right to say you can only use this on one computer if they want to. But they actually have said you can use this on, you know, five computers. It's no problem. And they have an activation issue, whether it's purposeful or whether it's just a glitch in the software. They have this activation issue that's happening. Another issue, we had a customer came to us just recently. She brought us a computer. The computer actually used to belong to her brother. Her brother passed away. And she wanted us to get this computer set up so that she could use it up north, and she would use the other computer when she's down here. So she has a laptop down here. She has one up there. She didn't want to carry it back and forth from north to south. So she uses Quicken. So we set her up with OneDrive, where her files would be synced up between the drives. Also, in addition to that, she also had in addition to that, she wanted to use Quicken on both computers. So their website actually says that you can install that one person can install the software on more than one computer, on two computers, as long as you're not using them at the same time. You know, you need to you don't want to violate the copyright, their terms of agreement and all this. But what actually happened is once we installed it and we activated it, we installed it on the second computer, and it wouldn't activate. So their website says you can do it, but the software doesn't allow you to do it. So these are some of the things that are going on out there that we've run into recently with with software, with activation, with some of the requirements there. You know, and this is something that you know, I really believe that they should stick to what they agree to. You know, if you want to make it so that the software only works on one computer, tell people that outright. If you tell them, hey, you can install it on more than one computer as long as you can use it on the same computer more than once, you don't use it on the same computer at the same time, you know, multiple computers at the same time, you're okay. You know, let's stick with it.
You're listening to Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Your computer questions coming to you live from the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, where CareNet Pregnancy Centers of the Treasure Coast is actually having their annual Walk for Life. And this is the first time having it here. It's pretty cool location to have it. And so we're here. We're ready. And by the way, if you're out and about in Port St. Lucie and you have a little bit of time, stop by. There's been some stormtroopers out there, some of the Darth Vader characters. It's pretty cool to be able
to see that, and also lots of booths, free food here, and it's all for a good cause, supporting the protection of innocent human life. CareNet actually works to protect preborn children, and also to minister to mothers who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. They provide parenting classes. They also work with men and women to help them with their parenting skills, with their relationship skills, and also they're there for them to help them with certain things like help the parents with diapers, with clothing, with other items that they might need, and one thing that's really cool is they're there to be able to be a support and to ask questions, because just like, people have computer questions, when people have children, they have questions about raising those children as well. I know one of the things we found out real quick is that they don't come out with a manual. You've got to learn a little bit, and you've got to ask people, and you've got to talk. So CareNet does that type of work. And they also do provide post-abortion counseling for anyone that's been through an abortion in the past. So check it out at the Mid Florida Event Center. We are here ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. We talked a little bit in the last segment about how the company Intuit, through their product TurboTax and also Quicken, is actually changing the way they license things, they're not necessarily fulfilling what they're promising with TurboTax. If you missed any of that, you can actually go back and watch it on our Facebook page right after the show is over. One thing they're also doing, the same company has QuickBooks, and the price of QuickBooks in the last year has about doubled, almost twice as much. In fact, for some of the software, it probably is twice as much. But they have an annual subscription that's a little bit less than what they used to sell the software for outright, where you own the software and you don't have to pay them every year. And they're really pushing people to go to that annual subscription. And of course, Microsoft is doing that with Microsoft 365, which used to be called Office 365. What this is the Microsoft's Office suite that has a subscription basis. So you always get the latest. You never have to worry about being out of date with your Office software. You get everything they have to offer, but you do have to pay for it every month or every year. You save 2 months out of the year if you pay for it annually. But then, they have your credit card. You're on auto renewal. They'll bill you automatically the next year. Now, one of the things that Microsoft does, I'll switch over to a full screen. I don't know if anyone has used OneDrive. I actually don't have it signed in, and I think it's not even open here. But OneDrive is typically, if you have it open, if you are signed in, Microsoft does give everyone 5 gigabytes of storage space on OneDrive. And 5 gigabytes for a lot of people is enough. Now, we do have, it wouldn't be enough for me if I was storing all of my files there. But OneDrive is right here. If you hold down the Windows key and press E, that launches the Windows Explorer. And then on the left-hand side, you should see OneDrive if you have Windows 10. And you see that my OneDrive is actually coming up. My OneDrive folder is empty. It's actually coming up saying that I need to sign in. So I can actually sign in here if I wanted to, and I could put files in the OneDrive, and they would be synced to the Microsoft server. If I had another computer, that computer could also sync those same files. So it is convenient from that standpoint. Of course, you do need to trust. You're trusting Microsoft to protect, and all of their employees, wherever they are, to protect your data. You're trusting them. Your data is there, so it's an extra place that hackers could potentially hack into your. If they hacked into your Microsoft account, if they figured out your username, which is an email address, and your password, which some people use the same password every website. So if someone finds your password, username and password to one website, maybe a hacker gets into one website, and you use the same password on every website, well, they can get in. They can maybe try that at various bank websites. They can try it at Microsoft. They can see if they can glean any additional data from you. So you have to protect yourself with this. But they do offer this now for people that are subscribing to Microsoft 365. You get actually for one person, I believe it's $7 a month or $70 a year for an individual Microsoft 365 subscription. With that, you get all their Office Suite. You also get 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes of cloud storage, which is pretty cool. I mean, that's a lot of storage. By the way, I have more storage than that, but most people don't, you know. So that's a good size for people. If you have more than one person that needs Microsoft 365, you can do a family pack up to 6 people. And that's a little bit odd, you know, because some 6 people does, you know, accommodate many people, many families, but there are families that I know several families that are larger than six individuals. But anyway, you know, it covers up to six people. It's $10 a month or $100 a year, and it gives all 6 of them every Office Suite, and it gives them the 1 terabyte of storage on their OneDrive. So this is what Microsoft and really they're trying to get you to move over to this annual subscription. By the way, they still sell the software outright. You can buy it outright, and really they haven't done what Intuit's done. They haven't raised their prices significantly. They actually have lowered the price. And really, if you had 6 people that needed to use Microsoft Office, you know, paying $20 a year or, you know, less than $20 a year, that would be probably about $17 a year, $16-$17 a year, for 6 people to be able to use Microsoft, the latest version of Microsoft Office. That's really a fair deal. That's a good deal, I believe. In the long run, if you only need one copy, you'll be better off just buying it outright. Well, Intuit, like I said, they have pretty much doubled the price of their QuickBooks software, and then they are pushing this annual subscription. And a few years ago, we actually were using their enterprise software, which we didn't really need, but you know, it had some extra features, so we liked it, and we were paying a considerable amount of money. Well, they went to an annual subscription where you have to pay almost that amount of money every year. And we said, you know, we're not going to do that. So we went over and we converted our data to QuickBooks Premier. And it actually required conversion, because once you go to the enterprise software, it's a different database structure. You just can't go back to Pro or Premier. So these are some things that we actually looked at, and you know, some of the things that we're dealing with when we look at software licensing, a lot of the companies are wanting to get people over to an annual subscription, or a monthly subscription, so that they have residual money coming in on a regular basis. And this is something that we have seen a lot of the industry going toward. But again, there is still software solutions where you can actually buy the software outright, both with Intuit, even though it costs more money now, and with Microsoft, even though, you know, Microsoft's not charging you additional money. But this is something that is something that's happening. We're seeing it out there in the marketplace, and we are seeing seeing a lot of these companies, pushing toward this annual subscription. And one of the things that Microsoft really, one of the reasons they gave away Windows 10, and they're actually even still giving it away, even though officially they've ended that, the software, if you still have Windows 7, you have Windows 8, as long as your hardware is compatible, you can actually upgrade to Windows 10, and everything, Microsoft will activate it. And, of course, if you had previously activated Windows 10, you're automatically already, your computer will already automatically activate Windows 10. So if you have a computer still running Windows 7, Windows 8, Microsoft is still activating it. One of the reasons they're doing that is because, first of all, they have a shorter support plan with Windows 10. You know, they're still supporting Windows 8. They just recently, a little bit more than a year ago, I think they stopped supporting Windows 7. There actually are multiple versions of Windows 10 that they're not supporting anymore. In fact, my version, and I'll switch back over to a full screen. If you hold down the Windows key on your keyboard and press the R key for run, that'll bring up the run command. Type in WinVer, WINVER, WinVer. That will show you the version of Windows that you have. I have Windows 10 version 1909. So that came out in September of 2019. It's not even 2 years old yet. Microsoft sent me a notice not too long ago that they're ending support for this version of Windows 10 and that I need to update soon to the newer version. So I can update to 2004, which came out in April of last year, about a year ago. We actually didn't start seeing it until May. A lot of times they come out maybe a month later than what they're numbered. And then there's 20H2. 20H2 came out in the fall of last year. So this is something with these versions, they're not supporting it as long. But in addition to that, there's a larger percentage of the people that sign up that use Windows 10 that actually sign up for Microsoft 365. And Microsoft pushes it. You have actually, when you install Windows 10, you actually have icons automatically. We switch back over to a full screen. When you click on the start button, by default, you automatically have, and I've removed them, but over in the area on the start page, you have icons for Microsoft Office. All you have to do is click on it. They'll give you a free trial. And you plug in your information, you're going with the free trial. Of course, when the free trial is over, you're going to have to pay for it. And they're hoping that you will pay for it, and they're hoping that you'll, and a lot of people are doing that. And they're actually increasing their revenue basis by doing that. And another thing that Microsoft is doing, which is pretty cool, and I use OneNote quite often, and OneNote is Microsoft's software for quickly taking notes. I'll demonstrate it in the next segment a little bit if we have time. But Microsoft is actually giving that away with Windows 10. You can get it. You can get the latest version of OneNote for free. There also, you probably have seen this if you have Windows 10 in the lower right hand corner. You probably have seen the little picture of the camera with Meet Now, and you probably have seen notifications. Hey, you can make calls for free to your family members. No subscription is required. So they are pushing people, and they're hoping that people will adopt this technology. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our
website of FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Computer questions. We're here in the shop. In the shop, we're ready to answer computer problems. We are streaming this show live today from the Mid Florida Event Center, where CareNet of the Treasure Coast is having their annual Walk for Life. CareNet is an awesome organization that helps out women and children in need, and particularly women that have that are in a crisis pregnancy. They actually counsel them. They provide parenting training,
pre-ultrasound, pre-pregnancy test. There's diapers that are provided, baby clothes, toddler clothes, training the husband and the wife or the boyfriend and the girlfriend, whichever the case may be, and really coming alongside. And also they do provide post-abortion counseling and also abstinence training. And so really a great organization. If you're out and about, get over to the Mid-Florida Event Center. You can actually, be a part of this. It's still going on. And, earlier out there, I don't know if they're still out there, but earlier out there, there were stormtroopers going around. And there are several events. There's even free food here. So, come out and support CareNet and be a part of this great organization that is working to protect innocent human life and help families, help mothers, help fathers, really answer some of those questions that they need help with. So one of the things that we talked about was OneNote, and we were talking about this on the last segment of the show, is OneNote and what OneNote is. I actually use OneNote on a regular basis. I'm quite often using OneNote. I use it for notes that I take on customers' computers. One of the neat things about OneNote is they have side notes, and so if I click on I'm showing this on the screen for those that are watching on Facebook. If you're just listening on the radio, I'll try to verbally describe this. And if I ever fail to do that, just give me a call. Give us a call and say, hey, I didn't quite follow that. Can you, just go through that one more time? And we will. But if I, in the lower right-hand corner of your screen, there are various icons. There are programs that are running on your computer. And, I have quite a few of them, actually. But if you actually click on the arrow, there, it shows the hidden icons, and I actually have side notes there. So if I can click on side notes, now side notes is pretty neat. I use this on a regular basis. So this little thing, there's a little toggle here where there's a pin. So it keeps this window on top of any other window that you're at. So let's say you went over and you went to a website, and let's just say it's a news website. You could go to Fox News, you can go to AOL, you can go to MSN, you can go to ATT. Let's just go to ATT.net. And let's just, pick out any article that's up there. Let's just see, here's WWE legend, Cold Stone sells his house. So let's just say I wanted to jot down some notes from this. Or Steve Austin, I guess. Okay, so you can tell I'm not as much of a wrestling fan as I used to be. But anyway, if I wanted to jot down some notes from this, I could actually, copy and paste this. If I wanted to copy a certain portion of this, I could just highlight it, and I could hold down the control key on my keyboard, press C for copy, or I could right click on my keyboard, go down to copy and left click. I can then go over to side notes, and side notes is up above, and I can actually paste that in. One of the things I use this for also when I am working with a client and I need to know I'm doing a remote session and I need to be able to type a password correctly on their system. Maybe it's a password to their router. Maybe it's a password to log into the computer. Sometimes I'll temporarily paste the password over here. And that way I can see it when I'm at the screen. And I can make sure that I'm typing that password correctly. A lot of them I remember, but if it's one that's I don't use very often, I might not remember it. This is a pretty cool way to do this. You can also, you can just have this up on this screen. You can be referencing something from down below, If we maximize this, this will take it all the way up, and let's just unpin it. So we're going to uncheck that, keep this on top. And you see that there are many, the OneNote is kind of a mixture between Notepad, which is a real simple word processing program, and Microsoft Word, which is a more sophisticated word processing program. So you do actually with OneNote have more capabilities than you have with Notepad, but not quite as many capabilities as you would have with Word. But you also have this file and folder structure where you can create these folders, and inside of those folders you can create additional folders, and then you can create additional subfolders, and you can create pages inside of those subfolders. So you can have, as you can see, I have action, I have college, I have covenant, which is our church, I have health, I have just OneNote guide, personal, which I don't even really use that, I don't think. Messages, production for, when we do, when we're working on video production or audio production, also have store for our computer store. So you can have various folders inside of this, and then you can have folders inside of that. Like if I went into store, I have an employees folder, and I have an on-site folder, and I actually have different pages, different days within each of those. And I can actually go in and I can refer to information. One thing that's kind of neat about this, I'm going to shrink this down once again and go back to pinning it. Let's say you're having a conversation with your bank, maybe your mortgage company or your bank, or you're calling up a company. Maybe you're disputing a transaction. You want to record what happened because it's very important. If you're ever dealing with anything that's potentially legal, and anything that you're doing where you're dealing with finances, it could potentially be a legal issue. And one of the things, if you call up a company and you talk to someone and they say, yeah, we'll refund you that money, and the money doesn't get refunded, then you call back, they're going to say, well, who did you talk to? And when was it? And what did you talk about? And you need to know the person's name, and you need to know the date and the time that you called, and you need, there's all this information. Well, there's a keyboard shortcut in OneNote where I can hold down the Alt key, the Shift key, and the F key, and watch this. The date pops up and the time pops up. And then I can say, spoke to Claudia. I'm just making up a name here with the greatest bank on earth. I'm just making up a name here again. Must be a Donald Trump name bank if it's the greatest bank on earth, because everything is greater and bigger and better with him. So it's kind of funny. But anyway, about refunding a fee. And she stated that she would refund, that I would see the refund. So again, you just type a note as you're talking about what you're talking about the conversation. The person will always typically say their name, and you kind of have to sometimes go back and just say, hey, could you repeat your name? If you didn't remember what it was, you just have them repeat the name, and you type it in there. So you just plug in that information there, and then you can actually refer back to this at a later date. This is something, by the way, again, that Microsoft, it used to be a paid part of the Microsoft Office suite. They do give it away for free with Windows 10. And let me just see if I can find it in the Windows 10 folder. If I click on Start here, and just go through the list. Let me just see if I can find it. I know it is. Okay, so here's OneNote for Windows 10. So as you can see, I haven't actually used it. I've used the OneNote that's a part of my Office suite that I own. but I can actually click on OneNote for Windows 10. And you would have that as well if you have Windows 10. Perhaps not with every version, but you know, with the later versions, you click on the Start button, scroll through the list of programs using the little scroll bar, and get to the O section, and you'll see OneNote for Windows 10. This is a program that I use, like I said, on a regular basis. I use it, I have OneNote open all the time on my computer. Anytime I'm using the computer, I have OneNote open, and I find it a huge help in keeping me organized, being able, you know, having those notes. I can't tell you how many times we've been at an onsite, and maybe, you know, cabling work was done by a previous tech, and, you know, or maybe they had someone come in and do cable work, and then they have us come in to connect devices. And or they have someone run cable, and maybe the guy ran cable 6 months ago, and you call up and you say, well, where does this cable run? Because sometimes the people that are there don't actually know where the cable runs, and they say, well, I don't know, that was a while ago, so it's important to have notes. And we try to keep detailed notes on the computers that we work on in the shop. Also, when we go out to a customer's home or a customer's business, we like to keep detailed notes in there so that we can know what we did. So that, you know, if we need to know, and I need to reference the next time I go out there, you know, I may not remember, because we work on, really, we have worked on literally over 50,000 computers. So are we going to be able to capable even to remember every single thing that we did on every computer? No, we're not. So this is why documentation is important. And OneNote really helps me with that, because I have my laptop. I'm able to jot down notes in OneNote, and then I'm able to transfer those over to our QuickBooks system. And we're able to have those notes there. But I can also search. I can search for OneNote if I was searching for technical work for any job that I've done. I can actually search for the company's name, and I can see every single time I've been out there. And you know, I can read through that, and I can say, oh, well, here's the note I'm looking for. So you know, check it out. It's a free service.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? How Do We Determine Truth? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard, Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that He is the Son of God, that God has raised Him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation.